welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Fellowship Broadcast today. And on this edition of the Fellowship Broadcast, Lord willing, Pastor Burroughs will be along with us in just a few moments. And he'll be back in Psalm 119 concerning the God who is able to cause things to happen. He began this series last week, and we'll hear that again today. But first, let's hear a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This letter is from the Philippines. I have been using your tract since the time I received Jesus as my personal Savior. It was through a gospel tract that my whole family and even my relatives have come to know Jesus as our Savior. Thank you very much for making these tracts available and for providing them free. We will continue to distribute these tracts. I know the Lord will continue to use these to bring the good news to people as He has done in my family. May our good Lord continue to pour you out His unnumbered and unmeasured blessings as you continue to serve Him.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Hello, this is Pastor Burroughs. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Today we're going to pick up where we left off last week. We're in Psalm 119, verses 33 through 40. It's the fifth section, and because of that, again, it starts with the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. There's 22 sections in Psalm 119. There's 8 verses in each section, and they go in alphabetical order. There's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and again, they go right in alphabetical order. He, H-E, pronounced he. Some people put a little hey with it. It's a letter that goes at the beginning of verbs, making them causative. In other words, we've already looked at last week, you know, cause my mind, and then cause my feet, cause my heart, cause my eyes. You'll see that in these verses. And again, this is a unique section, as we said last week, because every verse of this section is a prayer. It's a plea for God, please cause me, cause me. Well, let's review real quick. Verses 33 and 34, he asked God to cause his mind. He wants to know God's word. He wants to know God's will through his word and that he'd be able to keep it. And then he wants to understand it, okay? Verses 33 and 34, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Verse 34 says, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Okay, God, I want to know your word, but not just know it. I want to understand it. That's what we need, right? You see, understanding leads to discernment, my friend, right? That's what wisdom is, right? The ability to discern God's word and properly apply it to your life. And that's what we need. And that's what he's asking for. Listen, you hear these comments, you know, I'll observe it with my whole heart. I'll keep it. You'll see pretty quick, you know, that not only is this psalmist desiring these things, all right, and determined to do it. We need to have that. We need to have a desire to do right and be determined to do right. But then we need to, as we see over and over in Psalm 119, to be completely and utterly dependent upon God to do it. Now he says here, cause my feet. Cause my feet, right? In verse 35, make me go on the path of thy commandments. Wow. For therein do I delight. God doesn't force himself. But this is a forceful plea, right? Now this is a forceful statement. He's asking God to make him to do it. Do right. God, I want to do right, but you know what? God, please make me do right. It's like, I can't do it on my own. In verse 36, we looked at last week, we ended there. Incline my heart to thy testimonies. What? Bend me, O God. Bend me, right? That's what it means. And bend, incline means to bend, cause to yield. He is asking him to please bend me. You know, we talked about last week, there's a man in the Great Welsh Revival. One old man kept praying, God, bend me, bend me. You know, there's this knowledge that, look, I want to do right. I'm determined to do right. I desire to do right. But God, I need you. I'm depending upon you to do it. So bend me. Would you pray that? God, bend me to do right. Then, of course, here's the verse we actually ended on last week. And that's, turn mine eyes away from beholding vanity. And quicken thou me in the way. Listen, give me life. Give me revival. God, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. You know, everything in this world is passing. There's nothing really of eternal value here but the souls of men, right? Doing the will of God will glorify God. And listen, everything else really down here is just, it's not lasting. There's nothing of eternal value. He says, look, take me away from that and quicken me in your way. Revive me. Right? That's really what this is, like a prayer revival. Do you need a revival in the way of God? That you remember, you once were so on fire for God. Remember that? Maybe you ought to be praying that right now. Oh God, turn away from my eyes from all the vain, empty things of this world that are worthless. And God, quicken me again. Give me, revive my heart. Give me a zeal again to be in your way. Something else here he asked for in verse 38 now. He says, establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. What's that mean? It means to be established in his word. Be grounded in his word. Boy, isn't that a good prayer request? My, that's what we need. It's like, keep it right in front of me. I mean, right? Keep it right there, right in front of me. Right? So that, you know what? I'll be grounded in it. It'll be always before me. I'm devoted to your fear, and people get so, oh, you shouldn't fear God. Perfect love casts out fear, and it does. But my friend, it'll do you some good to fear God. This psalmist says, I'm devoted to thy fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. My friend, you ought to fear God. And then in verse 39, he says, turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Reproach. Now, there's a couple thoughts here. One is the reproach for just being a believer, a worshiper of God. It's never been popular, and especially this day. And of course, we're told all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But I believe and lean towards the fact that keep me from sinful activity, because that would bring reproach and dishonor on himself, but also, my friend, it's going to bring dishonor upon Christ. It's going to bring dishonor upon the Lord. You remember when David committed adultery with Bathsheba and Nathan the prophet came to him? And well, in 2 Samuel 12:14, he said, howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. Did you get that? Your actions, right? This committing adultery, you murdering your eye, you know what? Has given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, to speak bad of God. Oh, my friend, we ought to be concerned with the name and honor of God. Well, verse 40, now we wind this down. He says, behold, I've longed after thy precepts. Quicken thou me in thy righteousness. I've longed after them, right? God, I want to do right. But again, it's like, quicken me, revive me in thy righteousness. My friend, do you really desire God's word? Maybe you ought to be saying, God, please revive me, quicken me, give me life, right? Revive me in thy righteousness. Like, maybe you say, I love God and I love his word, and you know what it's like to be on fire for God. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you'd pray this prayer, God, right? Like he said here, bend me, make me do right, bend my heart again. Right? Oh, God, help us. Revive our hearts. We need it. Christians, if this country is going to have any hope, saints of God certainly have to get in a state of revival where we should be with God. Amen. My friends, thanks for listening to the broadcast, and may God bless you.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?